Dennis Fritz had lost contact with Ron. He had written one letter to his old friend, but it went unanswered. Kim Marks and Leslie Delk drove to Connor to interview Dennis in connection with their investigation. They brought the Ricky Joe Simmons video and played the confession. Dennis, like Ron, was angry that someone else had confessed to the murder they were convicted of committing, yet this information had not been available at his trial. He developed a correspondence with Kim Marks, and she kept him posted on the developments in Ron's case. As a fixture in the law library, Dennis heard all the legal gossip and knew the latest rulings from around the country. He and his fellow jailhouse lawyers missed nothing in the field of criminal procedure. DNA testing was first mentioned in the early 1990s, and he read everything he could find on the subject. In 1993, a segment of Donahue was devoted to four men who had been exonerated by DNA testing. The show found a wide audience, especially in the prisons, and served as a catalyst for the innocence movement across the country. One group that had already gained attention was the Innocence Project, founded in 1992 by two New York lawyers, Peter Neufeld and Barry Scheck. They set up shop in the Benjamin N. Cardozo School of Law as a non-profit legal clinic where students handled the casework while staff attorneys supervised. Neufeld had a long history of legal activism in Brooklyn. Scheck was an expert on forensic DNA and became famous as one of the attorneys for O.J. Simpson. Dennis watched the Simpson trial closely, and when it was over, he considered the possibility of contacting Barry Scheck. After receiving numerous complaints about H-Unit in 1994, Amnesty International conducted a thorough evaluation of the place. It found many violations of international standards, including treaties adopted by the United States and minimum rules set forth by the United Nations. The violations included cells that were too small, inadequately furnished, unlit, unventilated, windowless, and without access to natural light. Not surprisingly, the exercise yards were found to be unduly restrictive and much too small. Many inmates skipped their 1 hour a day so they could have the privacy of the cell without their roommate. Other than a high school diploma course, there were no educational programs, nor were the inmates allowed to work. Religious services were restricted. Isolation of individual prisoners was too severe. The food service needed a thorough review. In conclusion, Amnesty International found that conditions on H-Unit amounted to cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment in violation of international standards. The conditions, when applied over a period of time, can have a detrimental effect on the physical and mental health of prisoners. The report was issued, but was not binding on the prison. It did add fuel to some of the prisoner lawsuits that had been filed.